This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Final segment before the great Drew Hernandez takes over. Then at the bottom of the hour, Owen Schroyer and others will be in here that were confronting Lord Comey here in Austin, and they had him thrown out. This is the way to do it. Protesting is great, but going out to these events and putting these criminals on the spot is even better. Drew Hernandez takes over in 6 minutes. But you are finishing up here, Shane Cashman. And people can find you at timcast.com and at Shane Cashman on Twitter. You're a staff writer, one of the co-hosts of the show. You had some final points to make.
Yeah. Is the Antichrist here on Earth operating right now?
The Antichrist spirit's here. I don't know the Antichrist is here.
Yeah. In the spirit, what do you see that? Like, beyond the transgender stuff, like, do you see that in other things in the society right now?
I mean, the Antichrist is more something for them to focus on. I mean, to me, it's the beast system, and everybody's serving it and following it. And so there's, you know, people always are saying this is the Antichrist, that's the Antichrist.
Right.
The Bible says there are many Antichrists.
Right.
There's the Antichrist spirit. And, you know, I think we're probably going to fight this evil, and it's almost going to win. I think we're going to push it back for a while. It's going to get more sophisticated and come back. There's always precursors, you know, birthing pains before the big one. Or the Antichrist can show up in 2 years and we go through the tribulation. And it's definitely going down. Just whether you believe in God or not, the devil believes in you and wants your soul, and it's taking over right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like things like the Neuralink are what scare me. As much as I think it's a beautiful achievement that we can give people vision back and the ability to walk, there's that next level of what it could do of, like, the children wanting to upload their consciousness possibly into...
Oh, it's childhood's end.
You know, it's like what Kurzweil wants.
Well, that's what one of their top people who was, had a lot of PO connections.
Right.
Arthur C. Clarke, that wrote 2001, all that, he wrote Childhood's End.
Yep.
About these big demons that come to Earth. They're the good guys. They take the children, upload them to the machine forever, blow the Earth up. It's liberal and loving. And they all put, you know, basically chips in their brain. It's the same story. And he's the inventor. He postulated of the communication satellite.
Right.
The Russians were the first to do it with Sputnik. But these guys, and he had to, like, move to Sri Lanka or something in the 50s because he was getting, you know, caught.
Right.
With, very young people.
Yeah, it's alarming.
Wrote a book about Satan taking your children over.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're there, you know. That's why I took my kids out of public schools. Public schools are a terrible
thing. And the private ones are bad, too. I'm more and more thinking, like, homeschool and homeschooling combines.
I think you're right. I think that is the way to go. You know, we're in a private school now, but we basically interviewed them. You know, pretty.
You got
to
watch them.
Like, really, really hard. Yeah, and you can't just, it's the same thing that happened with people in the government.
Because they get big money. Like, if they give one little hour course on being a different gender, that school gets $50,000.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they're paying for to ruin your children.
Oh, yeah. And those types of situations are in every part of life right now. It reminded me of the fluoride situation, right? And in one of the towns I was living in recently, I had to talk to the guy who runs the water department. He was asking me why I wanted a filter on my house. I was like, because there's fluoride in this water. Because, you know, different towns, I guess, can vote on fluoride or not. The town we had voted for it, and he was like, fluoride's not bad. I was like, really? No. We kind of got into it, and he told me that if he didn't put fluoride in the water, the town would have to pay, it's like $20,000 to the school system for a mouthwash. It's literally what he told me.
Well, what it is they actually get federal grants to do it.
Yep.
That's nothing to do with mouthwash. It causes dental fluorosis.
Exactly.
And all the studies hurts the teeth.
Yep.
It's not calcium fluoride. You need a tiny bit of calcium fluoride to live.
Yep.
But that's in the normal water. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is an acid.
Yep. Yeah, it's crazy. As sad as it all is, though, I'm trying to remain hopeful for humanity and for ourselves. You know.
When are you back to West Virginia?
In 2 hours.
All right. Well, tell Tim Pool and the rest of the crew I said hi.
I will.
I just got to say congratulations, Tucker Carlson. 107 million views right now in his first show. And the media is saying it's a defeat. Yeah, 5 million to 107 million. That's a defeat, ladies and gentlemen. It shows they're dead. Their censorship's dead. But they're now doubling down. I didn't get to this day. I'll play it tomorrow. The EU saying we will ban the American people's free speech in a German accent. So
we will take your rights away, you Americans.
Hey, it's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Shane Cashman, at Shane Cashman on Twitter, timcast.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. All right. the great Drew Hernandez takes over, and then the mighty Owen Schroyer comes in studio to talk about confronting Lord Comey. We're just a week or so away of the indictment federally of President Trump, total election meddling on steroids, and a big helping of PCP. So, Drew Hernandez takes over, T-minus 60 seconds. Strap yourselves in and share those links.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
What's going on, Info Warriors, base thought criminals worldwide? I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez, here on the fourth hour of the most banned show on the face of planet Earth, arguably in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. We got Owen Schroyer coming up in about 30 minutes to talk about insanely viral footage, man. I saw this pop up in my Twitter feed. Owen is going after Comey, yes! And, of course, the great Laura Loomer started this trend. It's like, I guess we could, yeah, it's getting loomered. Comey's getting comeyed, but I love the way that Owen did it. Can't wait to talk about that when he comes up in about 30 minutes. But also, guys, we are dealing with some next level stuff here. Love the conversation that we were hearing in the third hour about this is the hour of deception. All right. This is kind of what the Bible has been warning humanity about with the Antichrist and levels of deception that are. Christ went as far to say that even the elect, all right, even the elect were possibly deceived, okay? People that identify as God followers, people that identify as those that follow the truth, even they might have trouble discerning whether this is something coming from Lucifer or not. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing when people are living skeptical. It's a good thing when people are attempting to filter what's being said to them, attempting to filter what's being showed to them, what's being presented to them, especially in the media. Guys, whether it's your favorite right-wing, conservative, down-the-middle commentator, radio host, obviously the far left is open about their Luciferianism, but the Bible is very clear, man. Do not be deceived. That's repeated throughout the New Testament, from Christ to the Apostle Paul. You name it. Why? Because there are levels of deception that are undetectable, according to the Bible, without the Spirit of God. And if you're the type of individual that's sitting here listening and saying, I don't need God's Spirit to identify Lucifer. Yeah, you're already losing, man. Okay, that's the beginning of the deception. And I don't say that to disrespect you. I hope that kind of Christ pills you to wake up to the reality that you might be believing something. You might think that you're on a level of discernment, when in reality, you are not. Because without Christ, we're sitting ducks. We're seeing the federal government. We're seeing the United States military whistleblowers come out, confirm the existence of off-world craft that the U.S. claims to have acquired. Now they're coming out and claiming with whistleblowers from the Air Force with credible credentials. I mean, I don't trust these individuals. I mean, do you trust anything coming from the government at this point? With credible credentials coming out and saying, well, we're back engineering this stuff. And they've come into contact with actual non-human beings. And so, you know, you watch them do this and you watch the federal government in unison get on board with whistleblowers coming from the Pentagon, coming from the Air Force, coming from the U.S. Navy, with credible sources. That's what they go for, right? Credible sources. These aren't just people saying that they saw a UFO in the sky from their barn, right? This is kind of how a PSYOP's going to unfold. They'll take individuals that have credible sources to declare to you what's real and what's not. And I am the type of individual that understands that I'm dealing with a fallen world. I'm dealing in an interdimensional world that God has created, where there are fallen angels, there are demons that breach reality every now and then. People will see them. You take a look at the Old Testament, angels, even good angels. The Bible does warn you in the New Testament, by the way, be careful, because you may unknowingly entertain angels yourself. That's in the book of Hebrews. And if you take a look at various instances, Old Testament, New Testament, angels have the ability to manifest as humans. We've seen this multiple times. And we can't sit here and think that the fallen ones still don't have that ability. I believe 100% wholeheartedly that the Bible is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, because that's God's word. That is who he is. And those things are still a reality today. How those things manifest, my friend, you got to make sure you have this biblical filter, listening to what people are saying, watching their actions. Does their worldview line up with real theology from the scriptures? When you're taking a look at the claims of interdimensional beings, off-world beings being discovered, offering technology and craft to humanity, this is something that appears to be a cycle that Alex has talked about various times. We've seen this in ancient civilizations with the Mayans and the Aztecs. He goes far back to the Egyptians, and you see this in the Old Testament as well. King Saul lost his mind and decided to consult mediums, interdimensional portals that human beings act as in ancient times that they viewed as something that was, I guess we can arguably, maybe not technologically an advancement, but more of a intellectual, some kind of higher wisdom advancement and ability, consulting mediums, consulting magicians. You saw this with Egypt as well. Moses was confronted. The Pharaoh was consulting his magicians to go back and forth with Moses and the claims that God was giving him as a prophet to condemn Egypt as a whole. And the prophet was right, God's prophet, and the magicians were helpless, but they still had, if you take a look at that, in the Old Testament, the magicians that Egypt was confiding in, they still had supernatural powers. Because the devil is real, demons are real, and fallen angels have supernatural abilities, not only to deceive humanity, but to perform, which is an interesting thing to all the discerners out there. If you take a look at 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, the Bible is very clear that the advent of the Antichrist, it's all a embodiment of Satan, but it's all empowered. It's energized. It's a work of Lucifer. And the Bible goes as far to say that there will be manifestations. There will be wonders. The Bible calls them wonders. What's a wonder? A mass miracle, something that goes beyond the laws of physics that we know, laws of gravity, what we claim to know currently in science, things that go beyond your total understanding of reality. All right. The Bible says there will be satanic wonders taking place in these last days. So you got to ask yourself, what does that mean, God? Is it these claims of manifestations of off-world craft and off-world beings that are coming into contact? See, here's the thing that I find interesting with the Pentagon and the Air Force and whistleblowers that are highly respected men, top gun, all right, Commander Fravor, like these top-level Air Force pilots, guys that are smarter than me and that will always be smarter than me, okay? That come out with their stories and their credentials. But you listen to some of these whistleblowers that have dealt in the Pentagon, that have dealt in the Air Force, and I've listened to these interviews, I've listened to these guys, and it always turns into some kind of theological conversation. Some of these whistleblowers come out and say, you know, there's the old guard. Some of the interviewers will ask them, you know, what's kind of the internal struggle when it comes to why is it such a big deal leaking, you know, information to the general public from inside the Pentagon, from inside the federal government, the United States Navy, the U.S. Air Force? First, they always say, well, national security reasons, because some of these stories require us to leak the technology that we have that our foreign adversaries don't need to know about. Okay, we understand that. But then, you guys can go look these interviews up. They're all over the internet. But then it turns into, I've seen multiple guys respond this way. Well, there's also the problem that in the United States military, there's the old guard. And they say, well, what's the old guard? They say, well, there's the old guard that still believes in God. This is what they say, that still believes in God, that believes that these interdimensional beings and these off-world craft that are operating supernaturally, going against the laws of gravity and aerodynamics and everything we know, they believe that they're demons. And this is what they say. They say that there's an internal struggle within these agencies, within the military, within the federal government. There's an internal struggle between the old guard that still believes in God and says that we don't want to open the door to this or open the general public to this because we believe that these are demons that we're dealing with. This is what these guys say. And then they come out and say, and we're the new guard where we don't really care. We just kind of want to open up the door because we want to know what this is. But then they'll never come out and say, well, we can't tell you whether this is Russia or China or a foreign adversary. We have no idea what this is, but we're willing to open up the door to this. And I find it interesting that the conversation always turns theological when it comes to this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, God's word does say that there is wisdom that comes from demonic origin in the book of James. You got to ask yourself, how far and how deep does this really go? You look at Genesis as a perfect example. When the serpent approached Eve, what did he offer her? He tempted her with what? Off-world knowledge. He said, God doesn't want you to know. You will know and discern between good and evil. I can offer that to you. There's access on that tree right there. There's that forbidden fruit. A lie that was accompanied with something offered to elevate the individual, a temptation. Okay, this is an ancient tactic. The Nazis did it. The Egyptians have done it. Ancient Aztecs and Mayans. It all goes to that same direction. It's an appeal to the human being to receive some kind of advancement technologically, intellectually, in terms of knowledge, because it appeals to the flesh. It appeals to the evil part of a human being that wants something forbidden that appeals to them looking better, to them sounding better, to them elevating themselves over someone else, which essentially is what? It's pride, which is the heart of Satan. It all these roads, all right? All these roads, they go back to the Bible. All roads to the New World Order and all this pedophilia and tyranny and all of this anti-family, anti-children, anti-parents. All of these roads lead straight back to the Bible. To Satan, okay? That's exactly where this stuff goes. It's not cliche, but ladies and gentlemen, this is what you're dealing with. This is what we are all dealing with on a daily basis. And in terms of interdimensional phenomenon, all right, that's kind of what these people are starting to title this stuff. They realize that this is not just a physical phenomenon. These things are going in and out of dimensions. They don't abide by the laws of physics as we know them, the laws of aerodynamics as we know them. When these things enter into the atmosphere, they're flying at 60,000 feet in the sky. They drop down to 100, hovering over the water, and then just disappear in thin air. This blows the minds. This blows the minds of some of the most advanced Top Gun Air Force pilots that we've ever had in the United States of American history. Okay, so this is clearly something that goes beyond our understanding. And what's interesting about this is that it's leading people towards a direction away from God. It's either going to lead you towards God or it will lead you away from God. And I just give this out as a stern warning to all of those that are watching some serious manifestations that are causing you to question your reality, that are causing you to question everything you've ever known. But you got to ask yourself, what is this really? Is this something good or is it evil? That's kind of like that's how black and white the universe truly is, you guys. That's how black and white everything around us truly is. Is this good or is it evil? It's that simple. And who gets to determine what is good and what is evil? Christ said, only God is good. All right. He is truly good. He is truly righteous. Everything he says is spot on point. Everything in opposition towards that is Lucifer, Satan, wickedness, evil. Fallen humanity at war, at enmity with God. That's the end game, the final showdown. The second coming of Christ, the advent of the Antichrist, a final war against God, which we know who wins in the end. But I wanted to give this as a stern warning for everybody watching that is maybe having trouble discerning some serious phenomenon going on planet Earth. The Apostle Paul said this in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Let no one deceive you by any means. For that day will not come, the second coming of Jesus Christ, unless the falling away comes first. This insane apostasy that mankind, a total departure from truth and Christ and the gospel. Unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed. That's the Antichrist, the son of perdition. That's one of his titles, the Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. That will be the third Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Plans, by the way, are already in motion. You can go to the Temple Institute today. They are all getting ready for that third temple. It hasn't been built yet on the Temple Mount, but once it is, that's a sign that this man is on his way, because that doesn't exist today. There's only been two in world history, two Jewish temples that have existed and have been destroyed. There will be a third one in the end times, according to the Bible. That's very clear here. Verse 5 says, do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things, and now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness, this agenda of the Antichrist, is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. Based Christ, right? The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power. That's miraculous power. Signs. Okay. These are signs in the universe, signs in our world, signs that we see cosmically, and lying wonders. And with all unrighteous deception among those who perish because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Lying wonders. You know what that means in the New Testament? That means deceptive works of miracles. What does that mean? Isn't that crazy how Jesus said, right in Matthew chapter 7, many will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not cast out demons in your name? Didn't we not do all these works in your name? Shouldn't we be saved? Didn't we perform miracles, do wonders in your name? Imagine that. This is like a level of theology that people really need to understand. Will there be people performing miracles and wonders in the name of Christ that are not Christians and that will still go straight to hell with Satan? Is it possible that there are individuals empowered by the devil that could perform miracles that look advanced in the eyes of an unbeliever that cannot discern what they're really looking at? Is it possible that demons and fallen angels can perform acts of miraculous wonders that are interdimensional, that go beyond the laws of physics, that go beyond the laws of aerodynamics, that go beyond the laws of everything we know about science, that looks impressive, that looks advanced, that looks like it's taking us into the future technologically? We need to get our hands on that technological advancement. Who can give it to us? The Nazis knew this. Adolf Hitler was consulting with mediums, okay, to confirm prophecies about the coming Aryan race that will rule for 1,000 years with the Third Reich, that he was the chosen one, accompanied with technology as well. Are these things true? How do we advance into 1,000 years? This stuff still happens today. So I implore people, you're going to start to see mass wonders that go beyond the laws of physics, aerodynamics, everything we know about science, that appear to be miracles, but are empowered by demons and Satan. How do you know what is what? Well, I'm glad you asked. You must be born again. You need the Spirit of God. If not, you're a sitting duck.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them. Or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, you are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, should it go back to full price, it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Shifting gears, the real man of the hour, Owen Schroyer, did some cuck destroying last night, and I gotta say, man, it is really good to see Owen dominating on Twitter. This is so good to see Owen exploding all over Twitter. I think this is part of the reason why the Deep State and the New World Order, they fear InfoWars having a presence like this because of stuff like this. Within under 24 hours, you see Owen Schroyer take over and dominate and shut down the internet, going after Deep State pawn and operator James Comey. If you guys have not seen the footage, you need to. Owen, man, talk to me, man. This is legendary stuff. I know this is nothing new for you, bro, but this is the kind of stuff, this is the energy that I think everybody has continued to want to see. I know we saw Laura Loomer start to go after Comey. His so-called book tour writing about criminality seems to be backfiring for obvious reasons. But this was legendary, man. I love seeing this stuff, dude.
Well, we had a crew out there, and so I give a big hat tip to my crew that also went out there. In fact, some of my crew, Rob here, is banned. I think he got the 12-month ban from the library for telling James Comey he should be indicted. But, you know, the truth is, I want this to be an inspiration to others. I want other people to realize that anybody can do this. Literally anybody can do this. Anybody can go and have a First Amendment peaceful exercise just like we did, and I'm starting to see more people do it. Drew, you have done it. Your crew has done a great job of it. I forget the individual's name. I think it's Jose Vega, who's out on the East Coast with some of his political activists calling out the left for promoting the war in Ukraine. So the truth is we need more of this. Our government agents have been out of control. Federal agents, politicians have been out of control for a long time. They haven't had to answer to we the people. They think they're above us. They don't care what we think. They think we're little peasants. We're not. We are Americans. We have a Bill of Rights. We are above the government. We are the government. And so it's easy. I just want more people to realize that anybody can do this. And I know, Rob, that you've been a part of this yourself from some drag queen story times events that we've crashed in the past to yesterday.
Yeah, man, it's been a fun journey. And you said it the best, man. It's like they think we're peasants. They really do. And they think they can just walk all over us. So any type of backlash you give them, they have no idea how to handle it. I don't know about you, but if you saw yesterday, James Comey looked defeated. Like, he looked totally defeated. And him telling his stories, man, you could tell, like, he was not on his game. He was at the top of the top, and Trump just cut him off, and you can see it. He's wearing it on his face. He's really wearing his heart on his sleeve.
Yeah, and I mean, and let's be clear about this, too, since you brought this up. There was, like, no energy for James Comey. I mean, this whole book tour feels like a farce. The whole book itself feels like a farce. I mean, we were able to steal the energy out of the room in just a mere moments. I mean, I'm not really a live theater performer, Drew, but I mean, you can tell in the moment, like, oh wow, like, this is a guy who does live theater.
Oh, and you were the energy. That's what was genius about this one, because it was a little different, because you showed up as a Comey fan, man.
I love James Comey. He was destroying Donald Trump.
you were there to just totally praise his deep state ops, weaponizing the FBI, going after him and his administration. And it was interesting, Rob. Like, what was the temperature like in the room? Because it's like, it almost seemed like people didn't know how to respond. Like, oh, should we like this? Should we cheer with this guy?
they were definitely confused. Yeah, they were really, really confused. And at first, everybody was clapping, and Owen kept going. And they were like, oh, there was a slow clap. And then there was a no clap. And then Owen had all the energy. And then some people kind of heckled just a little bit, but no, man, you could tell, like, they had no idea how to deal with anything. It's just the typical shut up and the, you know, you suck type things, but they didn't know how to deal with any type of backlash at all.
Well, and this is kind of what happened with Antifa actually a few years ago, Drew. Antifa here used to be way more active, way more rampant. I mean, Rob, you know this, you used to shoot film with me as well. We don't really see Antifa around here much anymore, and I kind of had the same tactic. This had to be like 5 years ago. They had this chant of, ah, Antifa, she stunt. You've probably heard it. And so one day they had this event, and I just started chanting their chant, and I had a big bullhorn, and I kind of drowned them all out, but it was me leading their chant, and they all kind of like looked around and scratched their heads like, wait a second, what do we do? The guy is now leading our group. This is kind of an embarrassing moment for us, and they've kind of just never showed up to anything since. So it was kind of like that. Like, I was there cheerleading James Comey. I was like, this is what we want. We want them to destroy our opposition. We want them to weaponize the government against our opposition. We want them to destroy Donald Trump. We should be celebrating James Comey for that. So when I introduced that red meat to them, they didn't really know what to do with it, because it's like, yeah, it's true, but wait, we're not supposed to admit that's the case.
Oh, and I think you found the key. I think you found the secret cheat code to shut these losers down. Let's just start agreeing with them. Let's just show up to all their events and do what Owen has done. Start agreeing with them. Start giving them what they want. Because by default, they'll never agree with us. So maybe they'll just not know what to do and shut up and just let go. And maybe that's the PSYOP. Maybe we should run a PSYOP on them like this. But I wanted to get your take, you guys. Comey himself, okay? I think this is a perfect case study to show what it looks like. And we've done this many times. Like, when you really do stand up to some serious power, like, these people are so used to people just listening to all their lies, listening to all their propaganda, no one questioning or a simple reporter asking them some kind of question that challenges them. But when they get in a room like this, Comey just seems to kind of put his tail in between his legs. And I think they hate that. That's why there's a huge target on everyone's backs that does it. Am I right or am I wrong?
Well, James O'Keefe said this, I think yesterday, he said, why is it that the deep state goes after everybody that's putting points on the board? I forget exactly how he put it, but that's it exactly. It's people like James O'Keefe, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, you know, InfoWars. We're the ones putting points on the board. Donald Trump. These are the ones they go after the hardest. But I think people just need to understand there's no reason to fear these corrupt establishment types. There's nothing to be afraid of. They're human just like you or I. And most of them, folks, I mean, imagine, let's be hypothetical. Imagine you're a deep state operative or you're some Epstein blackmailed operative and they've got tapes and photos of you or whatever. Do you really think that's a strong individual? Like, do you really think that's somebody that walks around in confidence, or are they in constant fear of their own shadow?
Yeah, you could really tell that with Comey. He was in constant fear. I mean, he's what, 6-something? He's very, very tall, and he's not holding his stature like he should. I mean, I felt taller, more confident than looking at Comey. And even when he's up there, he was just spewing his sad story. He was the victim, talking about how he didn't even know that he got fired. I don't know if y'all know this. He said that he found out that he got fired by watching CNN on the TV. He said it came up on the Chiron.
Oh, he's a CNN viewer.
And there's two aspects I took of that. I was like, okay, either nobody at the FBI likes you, like, you have to be the most hated person at your job for them, for nobody to tell you that you were fired. Like, or he's just lying, and there's no way that they wouldn't tell you, hey, you're fired. Like, how are you going to clean out your office? How are you going to do all this stuff if there no one told you anything? So it was very, very interesting to see, you know, his point of view on coming from what he said was the top of the top to getting his legs cut off to where now. I mean, you saw when Owen left, the security doubled. Like, there was actually tripled. There was only one cop there. When Owen got escorted out, there was 10. And when they escorted us out, I mean, you saw they gave Owen a handshake. They were happy that we were doing. Like, they were just like, yes, you have to leave, but thank you for what you're doing. And it was just very, very odd to see that different kind of point of view coming from somebody who was such, you know, a big person like James Comey is to where he is now.
And you are not allowed, Owen. That is an unauthorized, forbidden image. Okay, the black man giving the white man a thumbs up in the face of a deep state operative. That is so forbidden. Guys, you don't understand how serious that is. This is never supposed to be seen. You are never allowed to see a police officer, a black one, giving the thumbs up to a white man.
Hold on. I gotta put out a call. Either somebody in our crew or one of the great people, creative people out there on the internet. Guys, restart that. Somebody needs to make like a meme, a short GIF or something out of this. As soon as the police officer smiles and hits that thumbs up, like, you pause it, and there needs to be like a little glimmer, like a little shine that hits it from his tooth, and then there's like that noise, like ding, and there's like that shine, and then maybe the sunglasses come down. I mean, because it's so perfect when he hits the thumbs up with that big smile on his face. It's just, you can't write that. It's like right here, it's about to hit. It's like, we need somebody. I need, as soon as the cop hits the smile, boom, ping, and then the shimmer from the teeth and the sunglasses come down.
Someone do it now. Tweet it. We'll get it up. Whatever.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jones Show, most banned transmission on the face of planet Earth. Owen Schroyer, InfoWars crew, dominated, exposing Cucked Out Comey. Maybe that's his new name, Cucked Out Comey. Somebody hashtag that, put it up on Getter or Twitter or whatever. But Owen, this was absolutely legendary, what you guys did yesterday. I think more people need to continue to do this, is just really get in these people's faces, peacefully just calling them out, First Amendment, letting them know just exactly what they're not going to get away with. But, Owen, I wanted to get to, because the full video is on band.video, and what I thought was interesting as well was what was happening after, when you started to walk out. The security started to kind of view you as a threat, kicked you out of the building, and you tried filming your report in front of the door, and then they kicked you out in front of the door and then made you go to the sidewalk. Why? Were you there to bomb the building? Obviously not, but it's just like kind of ridiculous at this point.
Well, and actually, the same thing happened to Rob, and that's funny, too. His story is a little funnier because they tried to actually get him banned from the library illegitimately. But no, when I walked out, which I was cooperating, I just walked out into the lobby, and I was just shooting a video. And then that lady, who's obviously a liberal activist, kicked me out of the library for no reason. And then they just can't have anybody in there telling the truth. You know, I mean, that's what it is. Like, they all get the message. If somebody's in at our event telling the truth, it's like a cult. They have to be removed. We can't have any dissent. That's what authoritarianism, totalitarianism, I mean, literally, that's the definition. So then after I get kicked out of the lobby, so I'm booted from two different areas. I'm just standing on the sidewalk outside. Granted, I've not broken any laws. I've been fully compliant when they asked me to leave the lobby and everything. And then this nice security guard here, she's so great at her job. I'm sure that that nice lady on the bench felt much more protected that she came out there. She said I was disrupting her. It's actually funny. If you look at the woman's response, if you slow down the video, her response is kind of funny the way she looks at me like, what? So then I went and I stood on the sidewalk. And I guess, so Rob, what did they say to you when you got removed?
Oh, the lady was so mad. She was so furious because this was the second time that their event had been, you know, interrupted. She comes up with attitude, just anger. You can't come here. I need your ID and this and that. And I was like, I don't have to give you my ID. And her whole demeanor just changed. She was like, well, yeah, you're right. You don't have to give me your ID. I was like, so how am I supposed to be banned from here for a year if you don't have my identification to fill out the paperwork? She's like, yeah, we need the paperwork to give you a trespassing, but you're still banned. You can't come here for a year. And I'm like, okay, what is this, Klaus Schwab's library? I have, like, facial recognition. Like, how are y'all going to know if I show up back to the public library? So it was all just a joke. It's all for show. That's all they have. They have, you confront them. And that's the thing. You do it so peacefully. All you needed was a camera. That wasn't even my intentions today. My intention was to go and, you know, film Owen and get some, you know, just there for support, just to see, you know, this actual deep state creature in person. And it just happened the way it happened. And it's that easy just to stand up. And they have no idea how to deal with any backlash, guys. Zero.
You know, it's pretty interesting because I'm just going to go out there on a whim and I'm going to say, you know, a library like this, probably, I don't know, maybe open to the idea of drag queen pedo time. That's totally fine.
They promoted it before the event. They had a little board scrolling with little events they had coming up, and they had the drag queens up there.
So freaking predictable. I don't even have to look into it. So predictable. That's okay with them, but Owen Schroyer and Rob Aguero showing up to expose James Comey for him just
come
literally.
Now, hold on a second. Let me just correct the record here. I was a Comey fan. I was fanboying for James Comey. The proof is in the pudding. I don't know why these other Comey fans didn't have the same enthusiasm for this event that I had. I don't know what's gotten into them. Maybe they've been drinking too much fluoridated water, but I was confused. I thought we were celebrating Comey. I thought that's what the book tour is all about. I mean, how does this guy even get a book deal? A disgraced FBI director. How does he even get a book deal? So I thought this was all about celebrating James Comey. He weaponized the FBI against Trump. He weaponized the FBI against the opposition to the Democrat Party. He helped cover up the Hillary Clinton crimes. They were covering up the Biden crimes when he was vice president. I mean, I thought we were celebrating Comey. So I was just trying to get my fellow Comey enthusiasts up out of their seats for a proper welcome to the great James Comey. I just have to be on record with this.
And if I'm you got them off their feet, man, they might have hurt themselves. I'm telling you, there was nothing but boomers.
They might have had a myocarditis.
Maybe, yeah, for sure. They were all vaccinated. The youth that was there, it didn't really make any sense because they were under 25 or they were over 55. Like, we were the median that were there with all the energy. And even the people, the youngsters, they had no idea why they were there. They were just in awe of this person that they were supposed to be in love with, and they had no idea why. It was just weird. It was very, very, you know, a cult-like atmosphere, for sure.
And I actually want to give James Comey credit. I will give him credit here. He was a good sport about it. He had a smile on his face. I feel like in some way, shape, or form, deep down, he actually respects the First Amendment activity against him. I mean, he sat there and took it from Laura Loomer for like 10 minutes.
His response was just,
yeah.
Get out
so,
of here.
I mean,
get out of here. It's like he didn't even try to defend himself or anything.
So I gotta say, Jim Comey was a good sport about it. And, you know, by the look on his face, he was smiling, too. So I'm glad I brought him some joy.
Some of these guys are they're advanced enough to know that if they respond in any way, that it's going to probably look worse for them. But the NPCs, they haven't really gotten that download yet. So that's why they're easy to kind of get some really gold footage from. But, you know, Rob, I'm interested. Why did they ban you? Did they give you a reason? What was the reason?
Because you're filming. Interrupting Austin Public Library event. That was there. That was their reason. I interrupted a public library event.
So did they revoke your library card to go get some drag queen pedo books for children? Is that not a bad thing?
I'm going back. It's the 20th, the 23rd. I'm going to apologize, you know, and get praise the drag queens in my altar so I can make sure I can get my very, very needed.
Oh, are you going to the drag queen
public library? Oh, yeah. They started a fire with me there. So It's
you're going to be there at the drag queens?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, you can change your identity according to them.
Oh, exactly. I'm going to identify as Roberto. And what are they going to say? I'm not accepted.
They put on a wig.
That's not very inclusive of you, Austin Public Library.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah.
So. It's definitely like next level, man, because I think it does, like Owen was saying, it does inspire people to like get mobilized and start to do this on their own. And I always try and encourage people too, like, dude, all you need is a cell phone. Go find where they're at. Ask them a basic question, and that's pretty powerful. That's why everything is so shadow banned. And we've talked about this even on my own show, Owen, about this is pretty phenomenal to see you guys go so viral in such a short amount of time. It kind of makes sense to me why InfoWars doesn't have a presence like this on Twitter because of stuff like this. Well, to me, it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go too deep into that. The view count on the original video, which, you know, obviously my account is still banned from Twitter. I don't know if you're, did they ban your account on Twitter?
Yeah, my original one is still
banned. Rob's account was still banned, but the Liberty broadcast was there, and they have their account up, and that video that they shot got 1 million views. Our video on Banned Out Video, which is our footage from right there where I was sitting in HD, I think that's probably encroaching about 250,000 views on Banned Out Video. But yeah, I mean, if I would have had my account and Alex would have had his account, we'd probably be easily getting up to 20 million views by now. But that's okay. That's why they ban us. And you know, Elon is really like 51% free speech, let's say, and then, you know, for others not so much. But that's okay. The video still gets out there. It does well. And I would say it's like this too for other people listening. The reason why I like to take a bunch of different approaches, sometimes the trolling, sometimes the direct, the aggressive, the just calm demeanor, whatever, it's kind of like fundamentals. It's like, hey, here's how you make a layup. Here's how you make a free throw. Here's how you make a mid-range. Here's how you hit a corner three. It's like, find what works for you. If you want to do the comedic route like Alex Stein, then troll like that. You want to go to an anti-gun event and say, yeah, turn all your guns into the government. It's always great. It's never failed anybody. Turn them all in. You know, you can go that route. Or if you want to directly confront these people, you can go that and just call them out right to their face. Tell them they're the ones committing the crimes. Tell them they're the ones that need to be indicted, like Rob did yesterday. Or you can approach it from more of a professional journalistic perspective. Just stand up and just ask the question. Just ask him a basic question. You can take the cordial approach. Just, hey, be friendly, and then kind of slip in a little red pill thing. So there's different ways to go about this. I think it's inevitable. You know, I want to light a fire under other people's bellies in the media that just a little too comfortable right now, because you're going to lose everything too. You might still have your Twitter accounts and everything else. You're going to lose everything too to these tyrants unless you stand up now. So I think it's inevitable, though. Again, I know you and your team have done this. Obviously, us at InfoWars have been doing this for a while. Again, I think the gentleman's name is Jose Vega out on the East Coast. He's been calling people out. So I give big ups to all the people that are properly acting right now with their First Amendment peacefully, legally, lawfully, just to raise awareness and inspire others.
I will say, before I give you back, Drew, before I give you the throne back, it's a lot easier to do people than you expect. Like, once you get there, and you're in your mind, you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Just don't even worry about it.
Yeah, it's like once you've bench pressed,
battle.
It's like if you haven't bench pressed 150 or 200 pounds, you're like, oh, I'm nervous, I can't do it. And then you do it once, you're like, oh, man, I can do this. I can bench this.
As soon as you get there, God will give you the power of what you need to do and how you need to react, 100%.
Absolutely. Incredible work, guys. And then when you see the response and you see just how exposed these people become, it starts to make sense why they want to ban everything. It starts to make sense why they want to silence everybody, because this is the kind of stuff they do not want out there, because not only does it expose them, it influences, it inspires, and it empowers others to get out there and do the same thing. All right, guys, my time's up. War Room starts right now with the great Owen Schroyer.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.